The Berkshire County branch of the NAACP and Berkshire Community College are holding an event this week to highlight local residents' experiences with identity, inequality, and activism. Wednesday, Berkshire County will have an opportunity to explore the resonance of the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s and ask some crucial questions about its impact today.
Do we have one right now again? Do we need one again, or did it ever stop?
Tony Buckley is the Director of Alumni Relations at Berkshire Community College. She first conceived of civil rights movement then and now in 2018 and developed it with the support and guidance of the local NAACP chapter and other community leaders. In addition to workshops and presentations, attendees will have a chance to participate in an interactive exhibit.
We will then have a few community members come and tell their stories. In the Human Library, there will be living books. You can read an introduction to their stories and then sit down with them and hear the full stories, ask questions, and hear more about their experience.
For me, I think what's really important right now is really about getting the knowledge and the stories out there, but also having people have an opportunity to have a safe space.
Leah Reed is the Vice President of the NAACP Berkshire County Chapter. She says, 2 years into the presidency of Donald Trump, this kind of event is particularly important.
Right now, we don't really have people of color or disenfranchised community. We don't really have a safe space. And I think that stems from people that feel a little more empowered now to say some of the more inflammatory and insightful language that they probably wouldn't have before.
As far as Buckley's initial questions, Reed says the movement for civil rights has a long way to go.
We're still dealing with the bonds, you know, and the chains and things of racism, but they look a lot different now in our day than they did, say, when my father was coming up. But that doesn't mean that it's not as painful or hurtful or as dangerous. It just looks different.
Reed says it's important to engage young people in the conversation.
A lot of times we have the history of the civil rights movement and you think of the march and all that is very important. But what we've seen in the last 2 years is a big burst in movement of young people really coming to the forefront and stepping up, so to speak, to kind of change the conversation.
Her son, Spencer Mathias, will be participating in the Human Library exhibit. At 8, he's already experienced the pain of racism.
First in kindergarten, somebody in a different class called me a name that I didn't like.
He's looking forward to both finding and offering solidarity to others who have dealt with hate.
So if somebody goes through that experience that I got, I can help them if they're sad.
Asked about the world he's growing up in, Spencer Mathias said he was unhappy to see his expectations of life tinged with bigotry and offered it his own message.
Please stop doing what you're doing and do the right thing.
Civil rights movement, then and now, at the Pittsfield campus of Berkshire Community College kicks off at 2 p.m. Wednesday. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.